If you're hearing this, well done. You found a way to connect to the internet. Welcome to the QAA Podcast, Premium Episode 307, Brain Rot Radio. As always, we are your hosts, Jake Rakitansky,
Brad Abrahams,
and Travis View.
I'm back to give our embattled, exhausted listeners and co-hosts a break from the relentless news cycle, to wash your brains and take you back to the classical era of conspiracies, before hyperpolarization and partisanship. That storybook time of the late 90s boomer with infinitely scrolling websites, a sort of analog paranoia we're all nostalgic for. But don't get the wrong impression. This will not be a feel-good tale. It's a Brad episode, after all. I just think it's important to know how things began. How we got to this dystopian, pre-apocalyptic state we're in today. This is the story of two old schoolers. Not household names like Alex Jones or David Icke, but names you've all probably heard mentioned before. They are two men who helped shape the world of today, but never really given their due for their towering contributions to the discourse. And not even Jake could write backstories as deep and bizarre as these.
Can't
not
wait.
A knock on you, Jake. It's just they really are that.
Oh.
That.
No, it's, I'm sure I will. If you're saying it...
If you've ever been pilled, know someone who has, or simply like punishing yourself by researching conspiratorial content, at some point, you've been sent a link beginning with Wrens.com. Have either of you ever gotten a link?
Actually.
Let me just look at the site. Let me just look at the site to see if I recognize.
Don't look at it yet. I don't want to spoil anything just yet.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a signifier something truly great / terrible has come your way. It's a storehouse of thousands and thousands of articles spanning the entire spectrum of melted material. It's also the home of a 25-year-long running radio show. This is the work of the hardest-working man in conspiracy, Jeff Wrens, who pioneered melding classic conspiracy culture like Area 51 and mind control with the far and more extreme right. He was also at the vanguard of hawking life-saving alternative health products alongside articles about Hitler. known for his calm, velvet tones and NPR-like presentation that made even the strangest content sound palatable. The other half of today's pairing is Henry Macau of SaveTheMails.ca. Henry is a once child prodigy turned millionaire board game designer turned university professor turned cantankerous conspiracist. He was at the cutting edge of crossing anti-feminism and misogyny with more classical tropes around anti-Semitism and Satanism. I'm not saying Wrens and Macau were the first to mash up these genres and inject them into the culture, but their relentless work over the years was instrumental in disseminating it. They also used to be great buds and collaborators, but in recent years, the boomers have been fighting. Weirdly, I have a connection to both of them. Wrens was a good friend of David Dee's, and one of the reasons David moved to Oregon. In fact, Dee's lived just down the way from Jeff. Right after I finished my short documentary about Dee's and started submitting it to FilmFest, a festival programmer leaked my non-public link to Wrens directly, who promptly put it up on his website on Wrens.com as a tribute to Dee's.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And to his credit, he took it down as soon as I emailed him, which started a years long correspondence between us, which I'll get to later.
Well, that's nice.
Oh my God. This is incredible.
Yeah. And Henry Macau just happens to have lived in the hometown of my mom, grandparents, and great grandparents, Winnipeg, Canada, a truly grim city that I visited often as a child. It's known as one of the coldest cities in the world, sometimes colder than Mars. It's true. So it can get to minus 50.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. What else is grim about it?
You'll see. The summers are achingly short, sometimes lasting just 2 or 3 weeks. And you can't go outside because you'll be besieged by black flies and mosquitoes. One of the main tourism draws is an annual mating orgy of snakes who gather in pits outside of the city. And there's millions of snakes come into the Narcissus snake dens. So... it's somewhat understandable how it could derange someone.
That's crazy. Yeah. It's like a city built to keep Indiana Jones out of it.
And it's Macau who we'll dive into first.
The naughty professor.
Henry Macau was born in 1949 in Zurich, Switzerland. His parents were Polish Jews and narrowly survived the Holocaust by pretending to be Christian. As soon as they had the funds, they fled with young Henry to Canada, first to the nation's capital, Ottawa, then to the nation's capital of misery, Winnipeg. A public forum started early for him. At age 11, he landed his own column in the Ottawa Journal, a newspaper of some repute. It was an advice column to parents called Ask Henry, that the editor-in-chief called
clever, precocious, and full of common sense.
It ran for 4 years, and at its height was syndicated in 50 newspapers across Canada and the U.S. He even released a book of the compiled columns. If you guys want to read some of the quotes here on the front.
Yeah, I mean, this is a picture of him, I'm guessing?
Yes, yeah.
What a, I mean, God, he looks like the all-American boy.
Yeah. Or at least the all-Canadian boy.
He really looks like he could be the national boy.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, he looks like he's ready to pick up, you know, a pole and go fishing right now.
Yeah, he's got like a great pose, honestly, yeah. With a pencil and the eraser. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is already.
I would follow this kid anywhere, honestly.
There's no way this kid grows into a healthy adult. Like, you know, it's the same problem with all kind of like celebrity kid stars where it like kind of screws you up. I mean, but yeah. this guy, it was like, it's like, can you imagine being 11, 12, 13 years old and thinking, yes. Adults, people, actual parents who run the world need to listen to me. My opinion, yeah. My voice is so valuable that it's worth being syndicated in dozens of newspapers.
Okay, so let me describe the cover of the book for the listeners. This is a Leave It to Beaver boy. He is happy. His ears are big. They are angled out. He's wearing a fitted, like, checkered shirt. He's kind of like, he's smiling, but he's coy. He's better than you. he's holding a pencil, and it's kind of like resting on his bottom lip. Mm-hmm. And this guy just looks like, I'm telling you, I would follow, if he was like, I think you got to kill your family. I'd be like, damn, that's a tough one. Okay, so the book cover reads, Ask Henry by Henry Mackow. The best-selling book of advice to parents by the world's youngest syndicated columnist. Clever and witty, Dayton Daily News. Parents can profit from many of his answers, Charleston News and Courier.
Yes, the youngest syndicated columnist.
This is the funniest thing, dude. I want to do so many bits. So parents, when you go into Toys R Us and your kid asks for two action figures instead of one, get him the two.
So at 15, he started another column for teens, this time called Henry Asks, and positioned himself as a boy genius, wise beyond his years. It was also the first sprinkling of a sort of moral superiority he felt instilled in him. These columns gave him some notoriety, earning him appearances on famous TV game shows like What's My Line, where he successfully stumped the guest panel. Here's a clip from that 1962 episode.
Mr. Mackow, where are you from?
Ottawa, Canada.
Ottawa, Canada. How nice it is to have somebody from our neighbors come down and see us. May I present our panel, Mr. Mackow?
Is writing the integral part of your job?
Repeat that, please.
Is writing the principal part of your job?
Yeah, I guess so.
You're beginning to smile with your yeses now.
No. That's right. Two down and eight to go.
Yeah, amazing just finding this clip of him from like 60 years ago.
Yeah, how did you find this?
It was as a part of a podcast that I clip from more some in a bit.
Nice.
He attended my hometown University of Toronto and got his PhD at 33 in English Lit. Soon after, he moved to Manitoba for a part-time professorship gig at the University of Winnipeg. But the ever-industrious Henry had been brewing something on the side. And just a couple years later, in 1984... he launched the now famous board game, Scruples. Have either of you played Scruples or heard of it?
Yes, I have played Scruples.
Yeah, it does sound vaguely familiar.
Yeah.
You've been listening to a sample of a premium episode of the QAA podcast. For access to the full episode, as well as all past premium episodes and all of our podcast miniseries, go to patreon.com/QAA. Travis, why is that such a good deal?
Well, Jake, you get hundreds of additional episodes of the QAA podcast for just $5 per month. For that very low price, you get access to over 200 premium episodes, plus all of our miniseries. That includes 10 episodes of Man Clan with Julian the Nanny, 10 episodes of Perverts with Julian and Liv, 10 episodes of The Spectral Voyager with Jake and Brad, plus 20 episodes of Trickle Down with me, Travis View. It's a bounty of content and the best deal in podcasting.
Travis, for once, I agree with you. And I also agree that people could subscribe by going to patreon.com/QAA.
Well, that's not an opinion, it's a fact.
You're so right, Jake.
We love and appreciate all of our listeners.
Yes, we do. And Travis is actually crying right now, I think. Out of gratitude, maybe?
That's not true. The part about me crying, not me being grateful. I'm very grateful.